Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Really glad that you joined us. Thank you. Please share. We're getting no help from the algorithm, and I think it's topical related, and that's okay. People have the right to do what they want to do, but I think we've got messages here that you need to hear. And in particular, this one, this is an overarching message, and it's one that I've been aware of now going back about 17 years. And I was appearing on talk shows actually talking about this. With the 2008 campaign for presidency, it was really clear there was a bifurcation in the New World Order, and there was an old New World Order, and there was a new one. Yeah. I don't care what New World Order you're in, though. Our sponsor will protect you no matter what side of the fence ends up winning. And there's a battle. Trust me. It's not just right versus left in this country. That's intramural. The big battle are the big boys from the old money. Versus the big boys in the new money. And we're going to lay it out for you here. Now, you know who can protect you? No matter what side wins? Noble Gold. Gold and silver are your hedge against everything. And the thing is Roosevelt threatened America with gold confiscation, Executive Order 6102. Remember that? Yeah. History class. Hopefully you learned it. But they didn't really go after anyone that kept their gold. If they kept their gold, they'd have been wealthy beyond unbelief. And the same thing is going to happen here. They're going to eventually ask for gold and they're going to attach some penalties to it down the road, but they're not going to do anything because they think most people will comply. Gold can save you. And if you have your retirement in the bank, big mistake. You're setting yourself up for old age poverty. Don't let that happen. So what do? You call Noble Gold. Let them take care of this for you. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And my 8-year association as a customer of Noble Gold tells you one thing. The FTC says we're supposed to warn you that I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not. I'm telling you what I do. I'm also not guaranteeing any results. I couldn't, not legally. But my 8 years says my confidence in Noble Gold. 877-646-5347 or go to DaveHodgesGold.com. And that really fits into what we're talking about right here. I was on RBN starting in late 2008 into 2009. And I said, boy, I'll tell you, when I covered the McCain campaign and I covered the Obama campaign, I said it was really clear there were two hugely different sides. And McCain went with the new money. Now, McCain might have won had there been big tech in the form it is today, because big tech is the new guys on the block. That's right. They're the new guys on the block. The old money, to go back in time, okay, the Rothschilds, the outgrowth from that, the bank, the City of London, the Bank of London, and so all that stuff is the old group. And America was set up as a rebellion against the old group, except for Alexander Hamilton. And Washington was the ultimate deal maker. I mean, there's a lot in common. George Washington's ability to make deals and Donald Trump's art of the deal. They're really very skilled in what they do with deals. People say, how could you compare Trump to Washington? I'll tell you, because they did deals. Alexander Hamilton was kept around to keep the old money in Europe at bay so they didn't try a lot of funny business. That's why we had the First National Bank, controlled by the you know who's. Same as today, the Third National Bank that we call the Federal Reserve. And the new money, the emerging class, the beginning of big tech, and alternative oil. Yes, that's right. Venezuela, China, Citgo. They were backers of McCain because Obama was willing to play the company line, give America more socialism that we can take over and control and extract money from people so they live a poorer life and we're richer. That was the Obama game. And it was definitely the old money game. Today, Trump has shifted his approach from his first term. And I'm telling you, it has pitfalls. There are dangers in this. And I'm warning you, and there's going to be a lot of stories that come out of this that I'm going to hit over the next several days. But one of the dangers is this, is that no matter what side wins, our rights suffer. If The old money wins. The continued inflation, the deficit spending, dealing in national debts as trading instruments while you pay the tab, taking risky bets in like credit swap derivatives, and guess who has to make up the loss? It's capitalism coming in and it's socialism and you pay going out. You're their insurance policy and they try to separate you from your money. But it is no different with the New World Order. It's just the methodology is different. Who's really behind big tech? Who are the real technocrats that my friend Patrick Wood talks about? Very simple. It's Peter Thiel. It's Bezos. These are your new money technocrats that are seeking control too. Now, I don't think that they're necessarily war-minded, not like the old guard. I mean, they're banks. They make money on loaning money to build up for the war, supporting the war, and the reparations and cleanup after the war. That's the old money. And that was the standard. They gave us all the European wars in the 19th century, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, you name it, they did it, and we suffered, Americans died, and we went broke. On the other side, they want total digital control. They love their high-tech toys, they love their AI, they don't care how many people go unemployed. Don't believe that? Let's see, UPS. Amazon, we could keep going down the list here. The job losses are staggering and they're not being accurately reported by this administration. And they want the 15-minute cities. They thrive on efficiency. That's what AI gives you. You don't need to travel. You can live a fulfilling life. You can get married, have sex, have babies, raise your kids there. We'll limit how many you can have. We don't want you to be fat. You're a burden on the health bill. So we're going to limit your calories. We're going to tell you what you can eat. But I'm not convinced all the dietary supplements and recommendations coming out of the World Economic Forum are really what you want to do. Fake meats, bugs, grasshopper. I mean, terrible. Terrible. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't have my steak, which is on my keto diet, by the way. Which I went off of for 4 days over Thanksgiving, and I'm back on it. Thank you very much. I hope I don't go through too much withdrawal. But there are two world orders competing. And Trump knows the old group is clearly against him. Trump has sided with the technocrats. Now, to be president, he didn't have much choice. He had to make a choice. Who controls the Democratic Party? Who wants socialism, ultimately communism? Who supported the rise of communism, the rise of all the bad guys in Europe pre-World War II? It was Wall Street. Who controlled Wall Street? The bankers. Who were the bankers? The old money. Now we have the new part of the New World Order having some juice, some meat. They've gained control of where the economy is going. We're not seeing this administration's investments into climate change. Oh, with solar, yeah, and I think that's valuable. We have solar in our house. I think that's great. And I think anything we can do to reduce carbon emissions efficiently without destroying ourselves is a good idea. However, things like wind power, that ain't going to fly with this administration because it doesn't generate enough energy. It's not efficient for the money you have to put into it from their perspective. So you're looking at high-tech AI, fuel-based, what we call fossil fuels, which is a misnomer, but nonetheless, and that's the direction they're going. Opening up the North Shore is next. That's right. All the deals we're doing with the Saudis. Reason we want Venezuela. That ain't because of drug trafficking, folks. Maybe 1% of the reason, but that's not it. I mean, the fentanyl. Well, yeah, we're going to cover that in the next segment. Where does fentanyl really come from? Well, we've got living proof and the FBI has busted it. So it's out in the open now. So anyway, old world order, new world order. The new is going to win out over the old unless the old can generate a war. And here's what's interesting. The Europeans, reflective of the World Economic Forum that plays both sides against the middle, they're in both camps. They want to be on the side that's winning. So they are getting Europe to digitize everything, but also too, They are digitizing for the purpose of control to force people into a war against Russia. Yeah, that's, you see, it's two sides of the same coin. But the thing is, in America, you're going to find our technocrats here are going to resist all-out war because they don't want their stuff left in shambles. The only thing that the old guard has to worry about is, will their money survive? So this is the battle that's going on. And you know what's interesting? On his own, and I had stopped talking about this for a number of years, 2008, 2009, 2010, I was talking about this a lot. You know who started talking about it quite a bit was Doug Thornton. Doug figured this out totally on his own, much like I had. And I want to give him credit because I didn't coach him. And some people have even written to me, Dave, Doug's talked about this. Did you and he? No. Doug came to me and says, Dave, you know, I think it's this. And I said, you know, it's funny you'd say that because I talked about this years ago. Well, it's back in a prominent place right now. This is really the conflict in the world. Well, the ultimate conflict in the world is Jesus versus Satan. Okay. And right now, I'm not seeing either side be on the side of Jesus. And I am on the side of Jesus, which probably means I don't have a real long future on this planet because I don't care if it's 666 or 999. I'm not taking either one of them. By the way, my friends used to call my house the Antichrist house. You know why? Because my street address was 999 growing up. I know you probably got a little chuckle out of that. That's true. But there was nothing Antichrist about my family. Trust me, nothing satanic. I was raised in a very strong Christian household. And I was a little late to the party compared to my parents and probably my sister too. But nonetheless, I'm there and I'm firmly in the camp of Team Jesus. And Team Jesus isn't on either side of this. So am I choosing a side? No. No. And I don't think any political leader is free to choose a side. I think they're hoping one side will protect their leadership from the other side. There is no escape. And how else could you explain the evil world that we have? And this is the dynamic set up by Satan. This is what he wants. He wants us to destroy each other. He wants nuclear war on the planet. He wants all of you as God's prized creation to die. Listed throughout the Bible, Book of Matthew, Book of Revelation, especially in the Book of Revelation. They don't want you around, particularly if you're a Christian. And if you're a Christian, I'm going to warn you, there are hard days ahead. One side will persecute you. The other side will legislate against you. They both try to take you in the same place. One's a lot more brutal about it than the other, and I'll let you figure out which side is which. Tell me what you think in your comments. Looking forward to reading what you have to say because this needs to become a topic. I think if it were totally up to Donald Trump, and I mean this sincerely, this is why I would vote for him if he ran for a third term and was constitutionally eligible, which he is not. But if he did, I'd still vote for him because he has shown me time and time and time again, he wants the people to do well. He doesn't just want the military too for his power. He genuinely cares about loss of life. He cares about the people that serve our country. He wants what's best for you and me. But he's caught in this evil net. I see Trump as an emerging Christian, and some of you are going to say, oh, Dave, you're full of you know what. Okay, we're all entitled to our opinion. But I do see him emerging. I just don't see that he has a way out. And I don't care what country you're talking about, which leader. You're either in one camp or the other, and there is no way out. The only way out is through your own salvation relationship with Jesus Christ. That's your only way out of this. But then you still got to live through the BS that will go on as a result of this. We're going to be in for some very, very unpredictable and difficult times. And I really firmly believe that God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And if you want to have your best insurance policy out there, submit to Jesus. Not going to promise it's going to be easy, but I'm telling you, either side is not where you want to be. Not if you want the eternal reward. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show, and we would encourage you to sign up for our newsletter. We do multiple publications a day. Sometimes we package and put them into our shows, but you have an opportunity to get one email with everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. All you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com. Click on the newsletter link in the upper right-hand corner, put in your email. That's all we need. We ask for other stuff. You don't have to put it. I didn't make up the form, by the way. And you get your email out there, and then we don't sell your data, and you'll get what we do everything we do in the previous 24 hours. And you should do it. Over 50,000 people are doing it. And best of all, it's free. See you back here next time. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by this tremendous product. This product saved my life. It boosts your immune system. It doesn't cure anything, okay? But it is restorative, it's preventative, and it works. And I'm living proof. Strip lung linings, Dave, they're not coming back. That's what all the experts said. Well, I'm better than I've been in over a quarter of a century. And this set the stage. All you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. All right. We have interesting dilemma to look at here. And it's the issue of smart cities. No, I'm not going to recapitulate everything I've done in the past. Like I spoke, was just about 2 years ago this month. I spoke, and thank you, Clay Clark, for inviting me to Clay Clark's conference. I got to meet General Flynn and talk to him for some time because we were back to back in our presentations. Great, great people there. My friend Scotty Sachs was there. And my topic was 15-minute cities and some of the spinoff effects. I'm going to keep that part of it kind of on the narrow side because this has all been exposed now for the last 2 or 3 years. But what I want to talk about is how far it's progressing and what's happening behind it. And when I present the problem here in just a moment, realize the problem is defined numerically, but it's going to spread exponentially in a negative economy. And I don't know that anyone in this administration can stop it. And I'll tell you why that's true, too. So you get out your tablet, say, oh, I'm blaming Donald Trump, and I'm going to send out my message. No, 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 no. Unfortunately, this is above Donald Trump's pay grade. As powerful as he is, as strong of a leader as he is, this is not totally in his control, except he's trying to counter it. And I'll mention that knowing we're going to cover it in a later segment. Let me just read to you a snippet here, okay? And then we'll tell you what's really going on here. Smart cities claim the use of technology and the Internet of Things are solutions to improve everything. This is the technocrats, okay? They want critical infrastructure, public safety, and efficiency in city use with regard to energy, population movement. Basically, they want to limit your mobility. They want to limit your energy. They want to control your diet so you're healthier. And they won't put up with any crap. Yeah, social credit will be part of this. You can bet on it. Okay? And there are 21 cities across the United States that have fully committed to this. And I'm going to tell you, this list is a little outdated because I know in my home state, Tucson's part of this. They hide it. You have to really know how to go find it on the website because they hide it from their city website. But I've exposed this before. I did so 2 years ago. So I don't think this list is comprehensive, but it'll give you an idea of how far this is spreading. These cities include New York City. What? Mondami? Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you, he doesn't get elected without agreeing to this. Los Angeles. San Francisco. San Jose, San Diego, Austin, Seattle, Atlanta, Washington. Feel like the Huey Lewis song. Philadelphia, Atlanta, LA. I mean, this is what I feel like I'm reading here. Washington, D.C., the state of Washington, yeah, the whole state. Dallas, Portland, Chicago, Charlotte, Las Vegas. Oh, what's happened to Las Vegas? This rich, booming area is as broke as a joke, and we'll tell you why in a minute. Boston, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Louisville, Kentucky, Boulder, Denver, and Columbus, Ohio. Oh, JD, it's your home state, buddy. Do something about this. Okay, the chosen cities are being intentionally crashed. Blue cities. Let's just spend money on anything we can, legitimate, illegitimate. Let's bankrupt our cities. Let them go into total chaos because they'll look for a lifeline. So they're being intentionally crashed as certain mega conglomerates, such as the biggest asset manager in the world, right? The color is black and the substance is rock. You can put that together. They can pick up real estate for pennies on the dollar, and they can begin to construct their version of a smart city. Happening on Maui, by the way. I'm going there next year and expect some reports there. Of course, I get on the spot reports. I have lots of friends in Hawaii. Okay, now, as these cities degrade, what will the people demand? Law and order. We want safety. Trump is trying to do his part right now to prevent the criminal degradation. He may entertain the technocrats. He may embrace a lot of what they're doing, but he is limiting them in some areas. This is why I'm saying, he's about as good as you're going to get if you're not in favor of this. AI, automation, robotic police, eye in the sky drones. I'll tell you, there's been lots of shows about this. There's been lots of shows about this, and they're accurate. Science fiction becomes science fact eventually. Okay, China is the model for a technocratic dictatorship. The timeline for this, the projected timeline, and timelines are never really followed, but their goal is 24 to 36 months. So let's plan this out. This is, oh, we don't even get to 2030. Wow, this is incredible. Okay, AI, baby. And with the bankrupting of the middle class with employment layoffs, we still have inflation. That means your buying power is being eroded. Your standard of living is declining. And if you live in one of these hellholes, look at, I grew up in the Denver metropolitan area. Little kid, I lived in Littleton, then we lived in Aurora. You know what the bottom line is with all this? Denver went from a thriving city. It was wonderful to live in. So creative, so innovative. It's a hellhole now. Trump had a different word for it, the country, what it was becoming, and I'm not going to say that here, but think of excrement and a cavity. Okay? That's what Denver has become. I still have family there. I'm going to visit early next year, and I'll be with very close friends, people I grew up with, family. And they hate it. They hate it. I'm so glad I moved. Now, I don't live in Phoenix. Phoenix is in danger of becoming one of these cities. If you live in a metropolitan area, you're definitely in danger. It's an engineered collapse. You can't keep spending money you don't have. So it's engineered, I mean, it's purposeful. No one's making people spend the money on the crap they're spending it on. And the eventual collapse is there, and crime is out of control. This is it. Now, what will you get with a 15-minute city? Just brief overview. I'm not going to get into everything. You won't own a car. You will have good public transportation. You'll live in a very confined living space. That's right. In San Francisco for years, Bay Area One was one of these areas. Old office spaces, 400 to 800 square feet, being converted into living spaces. Yeah, and some of those 400 square foot apartments are going for $3,000 a month in rent. This is why people are leaving. Okay, and the real estate's going to continue to crash, particularly commercial real estate. These are going to be your homes. And then, of course, you'll have luxury rentals because home ownership is being transferred slowly but surely. Actually, it's not slowly, to private equity groups, and they're turning the nation into rentals. I was getting gas the other night by our church, and I looked over and I said, oh my gosh, this is a rental community they put up here. They're everywhere now. You'll own nothing and love it. This is what a 15-minute city is. The models out of Birmingham that right now in the UK, they're doing this right now. And you can only travel an average of between 8 to 15 minutes from your home, and there are digital checkpoints. You get fined if you cross it without permission. Diet's controlled. I would imagine population controls are coming because they don't need the people with AI. I think it's just a logical assumption, right? Wouldn't you make the same assumption? And you may have a constitution and elected bodies in name only, but their glorification activities, they're not going to make any difference. And I'll go back to what is this all about? The Trans-Pacific Partnership. When Trump came into office in Trump 45, he canceled the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. What was behind it? Well, they had a 22-person business panel. It was all described as disguised as a free trade agreement, and they were going to basically be able to override anything the three branches of government did, including constitutional mandates. Trump came in and squashed it. I don't think right now, I don't know how much power he's going to have to be able to stop this. The technocrats are going to win out over the old globalist banker empires, unless they start a total war of destruction. I'm not so sure they don't have doomsday plans like that. I don't know that, but I know how these mentalities are. If I can't have it, no one will have it. I think this is a very dangerous time for the world. It's certainly a declination of America, our standard of living, our lifestyle, our crime rate, our mental health. They're all in decline. Our physical health, our lifespan in the last 6 years has declined by 3 years. That's astronomical for a country our size. Our IQ in the last 10 years has gone down 2 points, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's astronomical when you consider the size of the population. This is a huge shift. Yes, that's right. America's been dumbed down. We've talked about it for years. We've had people going back to the 80s that talked about the intentional dumbing down of America. And we have that because dumbed down people don't know how to protest. They don't know how to fight. They don't know how to get back what they have lost through legitimate political means. And if you're in a technocratic society, you're not going to have the ability to resist. What? Didn't there used to be a Second Amendment? Take that as you will. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by the NanoSoma products. Here are two of the three great products they offer in the starter kit. And this is the spray, save my life, boost your immune system to unbelievable levels. When I got back in the gym and was making a recovery, you know, the old inflammation snuck up. This fixed it because it produces pluripotent stem cells. Just got to rub it on. Took me about 2 months to feel the full 100% effects. Today, I have no restrictions. Had a hard leg workout last night. My butt's sore. My thighs are sore, but my knees are fine and they're not swollen. This is fantastic. They also have the skin cream for fine lines and wrinkles. Together, it's 15% off. Or you can buy these individually. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, I'm on the trail of TPUSA still. We need an organization like TPUSA to help rescue our youth from, shall we say, the woke psyop of most state universities. And Charlie was doing a great job. There's been some developments here. If you remember, I talked about three of the four shell companies for TPUSA did not file a 990 form as required by law. Well, they've now filed it. And for some reason, they've either been allowed or the authorities haven't caught up with it, but they were able to, months after the fact, backdate it to the filing deadline in May of 2025. I'm still scratching my head on this. I couldn't do that with my taxes. How can these people get away with that? But that's a minor situation. But because they have filed, we now have some answers in part on where the missing $8.6 million went. And we know that this is where it gets weird, and this is where TPUSA has explaining to do. And before I get into the details, let me just remind you that 8 days before Charlie, 8 days before the event, Charlie had ordered a Doge-style audit. He wanted to know money coming in, money going out. And now we're finding out why he was concerned. Now, during this period between the end of fiscal year
2024, which ended in, I think it was end of May, beginning of June in 2025, Charlie was on the road a lot. But remember, he was also confronted by certain kinds of donors. And there was big upheaval, and Candace revealed the text exchange, and Charlie was thinking about going a different direction with TPUSA and ignoring some of the donors and what they wanted. It's start, the picture is beginning to form. Let's talk about where $3.7 million went. It didn't go to the TPUSA flagship organization for the forest shell corporations. It went to Turning Point Action. Turning Point Action. Isn't that interesting? Who was the head of Turning Point Action? Well, the one who just keeps ripping everyone who dares to ask any questions. Oh, by the way, Tyler, Pastor McCoy, we have the right to ask questions. You're a 501c3, and they exist for good reason because they are helping people. But it's our tax dollars that go to support it. We have to make up for what you don't pay in taxes, but it's been deemed to be appropriate. Okay, that's fine. Now, having said that, let's take a look at an anomaly that is just a head scratcher. First of all, I'm just going to say this. This doesn't prove wrongdoing, but the head of a one of the shell corporations lives in the, I'm not going to give out the address, but I've seen the disclosure forms. Tyler Boyer lives in an absolute mansion. And as far as we know, his only horse source of income is the from the TPUSA activities. It puts a question mark in my head. I don't think it proves anything by itself, but it sets me down the path of looking at money. 3.7 million went to pay salaries for America Turning Point, in which they report 24 employees. But in the first 6 months of that fiscal year, they didn't show any payments to employees. It all came in a 6 month period in the last half of fiscal 2024. That means that every employee, custodian, secretary, okay, bottle washer, executive, the average salary would have been $300,000 per employee. Now, I've heard from a couple of insiders, and they've each given me different pieces. And of course, can't reveal your sources when they ask you not to. There's also an accountant out there named Zach Derogian. And Zach, if I mispronounce your name, I'm sorry. He has some of the same information. And here's what's interesting. Turning Point Action donor contributions went up 150% during that time. But TPUSA, of which Charlie was the head of, only went up 4% in donations. 150 versus 4%. Charlie versus Boyer. And Boyer's taken off like crazy. And we know Charlie ordered an audit. You see, there's fire, not necessarily, well, let's put it this way. There's at least major smoke, if not a dumpster fire. And this needs to be looked into. The audit that Charlie ordered that has been canceled needs to be reinstated for the public confidence that other donors might be concerned about. And I wonder what the donors would say about all of this. This is just amazing because America Turning Point is supposed to be subservient, much smaller in scale to TPUSA. Well, it's not. It quickly became the dominant organization. And like I said, Charlie was on the road a lot. And when he got back, this is when he ordered the audit. There's more. There's more. This is just off the charts with filled with questions. Despite these unusual anomalies and the huge salaries being paid out at America's Turning Point, one of the four shell corporations headed by Tyler Boyer, these payouts are highly unusual for a nonprofit. Yeah, I've asked some CPAs, former IRS auditor. I asked, would this be a red flag for you if you were looking at these figures and facts? To a person, they said, yes, this is highly unusual. Doesn't prove guilt worthy of charges, indictment, and incarceration, but it certainly needs to be looked into. So we got Chris Mayes, who defends our criminal governor, who's now up for the second lap on racketeering allegations regarding a $400,000 campaign donation involving a senior care facility. And this is now recycled. And Chris Mayes, the attorney general, won't touch it. Same political party. Is she going to touch this? I would think she might want to because this is very GOP oriented and they're the enemy. Remember, she tried to do the fake electors thing that went nowhere. So she's already tried a witch hunt against the GOP. I would think she'd jump all over this. And I'm preparing a document to go to her to say, we as citizens want you to look into this. And I would encourage you to look up the Attorney General of Arizona, Chris Mayes, Mayes, and send her a friendly note saying, could you please look into this? Because we're going to come back with a part two on this, and it involves where $1.456 million went to. And I've spent the entire morning researching this. I've looked into public figures, public records. And I have a lot of unanswered questions about this $1.456 million and where it went. And Zach, the accountant that I mentioned earlier, he's asking the same questions. I came up with a little different ending than he did, but we're both asking the same questions. Is there financial impropriety? Let's just lay it out. I think this fully needs to be investigated. And as you're going to find out, this potentially involves a state senator in Arizona. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We will see you back here in the next segment. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Thank you so much. And we have a corollary to our past segment. And there are some people willing to throw Arizona State Senator Jake Hoffman under the bus for improprieties. I can't show improprieties, but I can show some stuff that I've never reached so many dead ends. That's one thing I'm going to tell you. And this guy might come off as being as clean as the driven snow. Zach DeGrogia, he's not buying it. I need a little more proof. But I have found some really disturbing gaps in reporting. And we're going to talk about that right here on the show. We're brought to you by GLP-1 from BioTrust. No, you don't have to stick yourself with a needle. You can take these pills, which are equally effective in the research data than Ozempic. And remember, Ozempic has researched side effects. Also, in addition, it only works as long as you're taking it. Well, do you want to keep jabbing yourself in the gut, or would you rather just take some pills and you can go indefinitely? Pretty simple, isn't it? Easy choice. And you get the appetite suppression. You also get more fat burning, 14 pounds over a 3 month period. Yeah, that's the average weight loss. People get a lot more. To find out more and to order and take advantage of the 60-day money back guarantee, which they're basically guaranteeing the results, and also 44% off. Go to trimwithdave.com. That's trimwithdave.com. Okay. I'm going to show you something here. I'm going to show you a couple of screenshots here. This is really, really interesting. This is the 2023 financial disclosure statement. 2024 should be up and available. It's not. It's not listed anywhere. And it just hasn't been posted, so they say. But anyway, this is the 2023 filing for State Senator Jake Hoffman, District 15. Here are his sources of income. Rally Forge, which I read information, they're out of business. Okay, here's the address, 18521 East Queen Creek Road, Suite 105. That's the building, and then the suite number is 503. And you've got also two I-10 LLC. And you're thinking, what does this have to do with anything? Well, because Turning Point Action sent $1.456 million to I-10 LLC. And there you have the address that's listed, but also you have the same address for forged communication showing money received, Rally Forge. This is really, really interesting. And there's We the People, which I believe is probably collecting donations to run for office. No big deal. But you can see here, as of November 30th, the financial disclosure statement for Senator Jay Kaufman covering the year 2023 has been announced as available for public review. However, it does not appear to be posted. Why? Well, I think this is a valid question because we're going to look into other issues here. I'm looking at the aforementioned financial disclosure for Arizona State Senator Jay Kaufman. And I'm going to just read to you a couple of things where I find anomalies. Let me take him off the hook. The address listed for 110 LLC that received $1.456 million dollars from one of the Turning Point shell corporations controlled by Todd Boyer. They do marketing. They do political promotion kind of work. And some people have said they don't have an office in that strip mall. And that's true. They don't. What they have is a mailbox at UPS at the same address. And we've taken Hoffman off the hook for having fraudulent operation that doesn't exist. However, there's no website. Done an extensive search. There's no website. I find that to be interesting unto itself, and its predecessor company, Rally Forge LLC, does pretty much the same work. In this same time frame, reported over $100,000 of value, and that's the minimum they have to report. So it could be a million, 10 million, it could be 101,000, but they have to report this. And so I-10 LLC, same figure, $100,000 threshold they have to report. Okay, but we're going to take you to something else here that I think you're going to find really interesting. So this recipient of $1.465 million dollars for marketing services, which I think is high, but I don't think it proves anything. But what's interesting is Rally Forge in 2023 reported over $100,000 of value on the financial disclosure form for State Senator Jay Kaufman. Rally Forge appears to be the predecessor to I-10 LLC. They do the same work, same job description, almost word for word. But I'm going to read something to you here. It's really interesting. Rally Forge, founded in 2016, owned by State Senator Jay Kaufman, was a conservative digital marketing consulting firm in Queen Creek, Arizona, specialized in influence operations, social media strategies for right-leaning political candidates, particularly those aligned with Donald Trump and Turning Point USA. The firm is believed to be inactive as of 2024. Look at this, with no financial activity since 2020. So how is it in 2023 they're reporting a value of over or at least $100,000? This needs to be looked at because this opens up a potential can of worms. It might open up nothing, but let's see if there's any other basis for our concerns here. Okay. I think we're going to find out why Rally Forge was reported not to have any activity. Developed and executed coordinated social media campaigns, including content creation and posting. Operated a troll farm in quotes in Phoenix with teenagers posting pro-Trump, anti-Biden content questioning election integrity, COVID-19 concerns, created hundreds of fake Facebook accounts and pages amassing over 400,000 likes. I got this from influencewatch.org and The Guardian. Okay. Digital advertising. Spent $5,000 on ads for American Progress Now A fake leftist promoting Green Party candidates to split Democratic votes. They say politics is dirty business. You're seeing the evidence of it right here. Okay, and ads viewed were viewed nearly 300,000 times in the 2018 midterms. This company was banned by Facebook in 2020 for removing 262 accounts, 55 pages, 76 Instagram accounts linked to coordinated pro-Trump efforts. Also, they were suspended from Twitter for the same reasons. Wow. Is that amazing or is that amazing? They were a big player with Turning Point. Look at these amounts here: 985,000 2020, 1.1 million Turning Point USA from 2017 to 2019. So they're a major player. But the fact that bothers me the most here, okay, is not that they don't have an office presence. And if they've got a website, I couldn't find it. It's obscure at best. And when you have a business, you don't want your website to be obscure. Would we all agree on that? Okay, so but what I really find troubling is the fact that they're this Forge company, no activity since 2020, yet in the 2023 financial disclosure showing a value of over $100,000. That's disturbing to me, and I think this is something that needs to be looked at. Turning Point, get used to this. I mean, this state senator may have done nothing wrong. I don't like the ethics of creating false positions in social media. I think it's unethical. Yes, I know the Democrats do it like crazy. I don't like to see people affiliated with Trump doing the same thing. That bothers me. I don't know that it's illegal, but certainly two major platforms kick them off. I have real questions on the finances here that I think need to be looked at. Not alleging criminal behavior, but I'm seeing a real big discrepancy here. And my focus is on Turning Point and their money. And Turning Point, get used to it because a lot of people are looking at this now. I've talked to three other influencers who are working on their own stuff right now. So you really need, well, let's put it this way. You don't file three out of four 990 forms for your three of your four shell corporations due in May of 2025. Then all of a sudden, when people like me and other people out there are saying, "Where are these forms? We couldn't get away with not filing." And then all of a sudden they file and they backdate. Tell me how we can't suspect a cover-up. And why aren't they being investigated just on that fact alone? Do that with your taxes and see what happens to you. But Turning Point, get used to it. The money is going to be turned upside down, and we have the right. We're not picking on Turning Point, but when you're a 501c3, we're ultimately paying for you guys not to pay taxes for the money you're taking in. And Tyler Boyer, I mean, if I'm wrong about your characterization of how you live, where you live, the mansion that you live in, please feel free to come on my show. I'll give you full range. We'll even do a TV segment. You can show photos of your modest 1,500 square foot home, which it's not. Seriously. And here's why we're pissed. Turning Point turned away from its mission, and they're riding the sympathy martyr wave right now and getting more money. But eventually, that's going to run out because if they keep going in the direction of putting foreign governments first over America, the youth are going to go the other way. Then what good are you? And are you, let's put it this way. Perhaps Jake Hoffman should not be looked at, but if you look at the practices of one of his companies on social media, that's concerning. That's an ethical issue that would keep me from voting for someone, and he's a big player with Turning Point. Turning Point, this is just the beginning. You know, I think the real bombshells are going to come out of the Candace camp, but there are other people taking serious look. And when I've got people that have worked in Turning Point or are, and they're contacting people like me and saying, "You really need to look at this. This is so wrong. It's such a departure from what Charlie wanted." And I'm going to say this to Boyer and the rest of you Turning Point executives. If you want this to go away, do an independent audit that Charlie ordered 8 days before he, you know what, do it. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We're brought to you by BioTrust GLP-1. No needles. Don't have to get injected forever because you can't stay on that stuff forever. Side effects with this product, it's oral. Take the pills. Never, never, never have to inject yourself, and there's no side effects. Can stay on it indefinitely because these products only work as long as you're on them. This product also is guaranteed. 60-day money-back guarantee, 44% off. Suppress your hunger, burn the fat faster. It works. You're going to lose a lot of weight. Go to trimwithdave.com. That's trimwithdave.com. We have a interesting story. I'm going to show you this. It's about Senator from my state, Arizona, Mark Kelly. Now, before I get into this story and play it out for you, let me remind you, he was one of the six people in Congress that came out and is inciting sedition from lower echelon military to not obey the commander in chief. He said, "You don't have to obey illegal orders." What illegal orders would that be, Senator Kelly? None of those six seditious congresspeople could tell you. Absolutely none of them. Now, some people want to call this treason. We'll talk about what I think the disposition should be, but Kelly's back in the news again. Now, I've been reporting for years. He was taking an average in one form or another, 20 to 25 million a year from communist China. Why is a U.S. sitting Senate? Oh, for the same reason that Hunter and Joe Biden did. At least that's what Comer uncovered in the House Oversight Committee, right? What's the difference? There's none. But they're our enemy. We have to fortify the Pacific and the South China Sea to protect Taiwan, to protect the Philippines, to protect Australia. Why are we allowing one of our senators to do this? Mark Kelly co-founded Worldview Enterprises, a company that manufactures high-altitude surveillance balloons. The company received funding from Tencent, a Chinese tech firm. But isn't that nice? When they got discovered, they broke ties with Tencent. Does that really matter? Mark Kelly posted this article by Greg Wehner. Former astronaut, and this guy should be our hero, astronaut, combat pilot. He's got great credentials. Where did it all go wrong? I'll give you a clue. The root of all evil is the love of money. There we go. No allegiance to this country at all. Let's disobey our commander-in-chief without any specified reasons. Let's make sure we're trading with the enemy. This is unbelievable. He should be brought into the military again. They can do this. And he should be tried for sedition. Then we take a look at this. If there's anything the Chinese could do to compromise our military with Tencent, sedition or treason, I'm not a lawyer, I can't say, but this man deserves legal recourse with a military tribunal. And he's from my own state. And he was an astronaut, a combat pilot, someone I ordinarily would look up to. Respect, honor. Instead, he's betraying us, undermining our military command structure. President Trump, you need to put Pam Bondi on this right now. I don't care what his position is. You cannot allow people in positions of authority to do these things to this country. Take action now. Make sure you check out our TV show, the Common Sense Show.tv, for the very best in investigative reporting. Pretty cool stuff we have over there. Also, too, we have our hip series, Hiding in Plain Sight. You know, what's that? Think of the old Art Bell show modernized. A little broader. But it's pretty cool stuff. You're going to enjoy it. And then we have our interviews and our geopolitics. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv and sign up today.